This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq, another foreign hostage has been killed by insurgents who oppose the U.S.-led occupation. The South Korean government has confirmed that U.S. soldiers found the beheaded body of Kim Sun-il west of Baghdad. Earlier, Kim had been seen in a videotape pleading for his life. NPR's Emily Harris joins us now from Baghdad. And Emily, could you review what led up to Mr. Kim's death?
Well, Mr. Kim was captured Thursday, and there had been active negotiations going on since then. This killing appears to indicate that those negotiations, in fact, failed. The key demand of the kidnappers had been, the key demand that was made public at least, had been that South Korea pull its troops out from Iraq. They had set a deadline for last night, but then reportedly that had been extended. There was an Iraqi employee of a South Korean security firm here that was involved in the negotiations, and the South Korean government had decided at a meeting yesterday to send some high-level officials here. But at the same time, the government had reaffirmed its decision to send troops to Iraq, more troops to Iraq. They say that their troops are there to help the Iraqi people rebuild, and they want to keep doing that. There's about 670 medics and engineers here now from South Korea, and they're planning to send about 3,000 soldiers more later this year.
Tell us more, please, about the background of Mr. Kim and what he was doing in Iraq.
Well, he was an Arabic speaker, fluent in Arabic. He worked as a translator for a South Korean company here. That company apparently had some business with the U.S. military. He had been here for about a year. We did see him in a video a few days ago in which he was pleading for his life. He was begging not to be killed and begging South Korea to take its troops out of Iraq. Way he died is not entirely clear. Al Jazeera has reported he was beheaded. The U.S. military says that the Asian man they found had been beheaded. They said it looked like the body and the head had been thrown from a car. This killing, of course, comes just a couple of weeks after an American businessman who was in Iraq looking for work was also beheaded. Nick Berg was killed in a video in a rather gruesome way.
Emily, this all comes just about a week or so before the transfer of sovereignty in Iraq, and I wonder if that contributes to any special security or precautions that are being undertaken as that transfer looms near.
The military, U.S. officials, Iraqi officials, all are constantly talking about the increased threat coming up ahead of June 30th. And there are certainly around the area of headquarters where the U.S. military and civilian authorities based here, they are basically going into sort of a lockdown mode for the few days before June 30th, taking a great deal of precautions on movement and many of them just simply not going out. It's supposed to be a low-key transfer of power, actually, because of security concerns. They don't want to attract a lot of attention to the actual handover itself. And there are still a lot of areas in Iraq that need to be dealt with, including Fallujah. For example, we had some reports this evening that from the coalition forces, the U.S. forces here, that they conducted another airstrike in Fallujah, they attacked a house used by Musab al-Zarqawi, a man they link with al-Qaeda, who they say has been operating here in Iraq. That I bring that up because that's that area of Fallujah is one looming question that remains to be dealt with even after the handover, and a very big security question. There's a lot of discussions going on right now how the military and the Iraqi troops together should work in Fallujah, and that's one of the biggest questions of security that will remain after June 30th.
Okay, Emily, thanks very much. NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad.